It's 7:30 a.m., and a small flock of birders stands huddled in a parking lot near Tramway and Central, waiting for the word go.
This is the Bear Canyon here.
As they talk and laugh, their breath forms wispy clouds in the 17-degree air.
Well, this is what birders like to do.
Hal Wagnon.
We always have hopes of seeing something that isn't seen very often. Dave, didn't we see an eagle at the end last year?
Mm-hmm.
Way up high? We saw an eagle, so that's always quite a thrill to see something like that.
Once the birders have been checked in and assigned a route, they're off. The goal is to cover as much territory as possible in a circle 15 miles in diameter, centered near Cedar Crest. Dave Melman's little group will be tackling Baca Canyon. In the parking lot of the Elena Gallegos trailhead, he perches in the back of his truck wrestling with his snow gators.
It's cold early, but usually here in New Mexico, it warms up really nicely. It's very comfortable later in the day.
Gaiters on and binoculars at the ready, Melman whips out a small book he'll use to record every bird observation for the next several hours.
Start by writing down the time that we're starting, which is going to be officially 8:05 a.m. Okay, there's our first bird of the day. That's a Townsend solitaire flying around. You'll see sometimes I'll try to attract birds to me by making the sound called a pishing, which sounds like this. It goes... And I'm not sure anyone's had a good explanation, but sometimes that can work really well to bring the birds to you, which, of course, makes them easier to count and then identify. That was a scrub jay that just flew over. And it was also calling. Check, 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 check. A lot of the birds we count, we actually hear. We don't actually see them, and most of the birds we can identify by their call.
Or in bird speak, says Jesse Vooz.
A bird heard is a bird observed.
Vooz, who's visiting from Washington, is a knowledgeable birder, but says this is his first time doing the Christmas count.
You know, I've heard about it, and I've looked at the data, and just wanted to contribute to it.
It's not surprising that someone like Vooz, who studied ornithology in college, would have seen data from the Christmas count. What started in 1900 as an alternative to the then-common practice of hunting as many birds as possible on Christmas, the count has evolved into an annual event with more than 60,000 participants nationwide.
The work of a single person like myself or ourselves here today doesn't itself mean a whole lot. But when you start to combine it with people doing this all over the country and doing it year after year after year, then you can really learn something. So, I mean, I personally am out here just because it's, you know, I love to be out in the foothills and the mountains, and it's a really beautiful day. But, you know, a little bit also is interesting that the information we're collecting can be sort of put into this big pot that can be used for useful purposes.
For example, Melman says data collected from the Christmas count has helped to document the decline of several grassland and desert bird species, some by as much as 70% over the last few decades.
Many of the grasslands in North America have been just converted to agricultural crops, so the habitat's just period not there anymore. And a lot of it that's left has been fragmented by roads. It's just in a very poor quality. And the same thing for our deserts. Everyone wants to go live in the desert because it's particularly at this time of year, it's so nice. And so these mean we're either losing habitat or what's left is not in very good shape.
Lately, Christmas count data has also been used to document the effect of climate change on birds across the country. This is not a pleasant dose of reality on this sunny day in the foothills the day after Christmas, but it helps to think back to that early morning flock of bird enthusiasts who by now are spread all around the Sandias, walking quietly through the snow. And it helps to know that their numbers are growing, with more and more birders participating in the count each year, all of them looking for life where others may see none. The bird count in New Mexico continues until January 4th. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Sissel Overgaard, KUNM.